Well, Sam, it's probably the biggest crowd we have had inside the studios of WCBL since the 60th anniversary celebration a few years ago. And the reason that all of these people are here this morning is that we are going to honor, have a brief ceremony here, and honor our longtime sports colleague, Jeremy Rose. Jeremy has accepted the position as the new play-by-play voice for the Murray State women's basketball team. And know he will do well in that role, but Jeremy has spent about 20 years working with us on football and voice of the Lady Marshals basketball team and soccer and baseball and softball. If it had to do with Marshall County athletics, Jeremy probably covered it at one time or another. But Jeremy, congratulations on your new position.
Thanks, Jeff. It's an honor to call WCBL home, and it always will be home. To me, Marshall County is where I grew up. It's where I live, and it's always where I'll be. And I'm excited about the opportunity that I've got to be with the Murray State Racers. There also won't be a time that 99.1 won't be also on my radio dial and 95.7 and 1290. So. It's a humbling experience, to be perfectly honest, just due to the fact that I know that I sit here as a 40-year-old today and know that I started here when I was 18 years old. And to see my wife here with us today, who we were in the process of dating all the way back then, and I was excited to be able to call the soccer games to start with over here just because it didn't have anything to do with actually calling the games. It was because I knew that I'd get to be around her, whether she wanted me there or not. And to my mom and dad that, wanted me to – when I knew that athletically I had hit my max, that they knew how much that I wanted to be in sports still, and pushed me this direction to try to do this. And so I can't thank WCBL enough. Jim, you, Sherry, Sam, Terry, Chris, and Shaney, and my man Andy's in here today.
And don't forget about
A-Ron. Oh, I can't forget A-Ron. A-Ron came on in later years, and was absolutely for a long time my buddy that I just hear through the headset during the games, and to be able to see him. Not only move into the voice of the Lions and Lady Lions role, but also to be able to be over at Murray State and be the PA announcer over there. And, I'll be honest with you, Jeff, I heard Aaron last Friday night at Meet the Lions, and I told Brandy, we were driving Talon to basketball practice, and I said, I don't know of a person that I've ever met that the crowd in that gym loved him more than what I heard the other night. I mean, it was unbelievable. And to know that that's how much that he means to them, that is something that, I think that anybody can only hope for if you get into this kind of gig. And I know that they love him over there, and we love him over here as well. Just so happy to have that friendship.
Well, Jeremy, we congratulate you again, and we congratulate Murray State University because they have gotten a quality member of their team, and know that the fans will really enjoy hearing your calls of the women's basketball team with Coach Rochelle Turner. And I think it's a new day for the Murray State women's basketball program, and I applaud their efforts to revitalize that program and get it to the level where they want to get it, and I think they're well on their way, and you're going to be a big part of that. I'm going to do my best to paint a word picture here because we have something for you. This is a plaque. We tried to get it a little bit bigger than Larry Krause's when he retired, but has the very familiar MC at the top, the interlocking MC, on a blue background with an orange kind of a border around it. presented to Jeremy Rose in appreciation of your many years of service as a member of the WCBL sports team. And I know we'll get some pictures and all of that, and folks can go on the Marshall County Daily website. But thank you so much, Jeremy, and congratulations to you.
I appreciate it, Jeff. It's been an absolute privilege and thrill to be able to be a part of the Marshall County program. And I still am at heart, and I got to actually do PA the other day. I think Mike Johnson fired me from that position, but that was a little out of my control, unfortunately. But anyway, I love you, Mike. You know, I'll still be around. I was hoping to get to meet the Marshals last night, but we ended up with a little league practice that started earlier than what we had originally intended for it to. But looking forward to the Little League Jamboree tonight out at the high school, and it'll be fun to do that. And I'll still definitely be wearing my orange and blue when I don't have to be in navy and gold. And I say don't have to be. I want to be in navy and gold. The cool part is, Jeff, that I got the opportunity to call games for my high school, and now I'm getting to call games for my college alma mater. And that's a pretty cool thing, because it's a definite rooting interest that I have that things go well, that you know, is not bound by a paycheck. It's bound by the fact that's my home. And so both Marshall County and Murray State will always be my home. And I hope to see everybody out at the first games and Hoop Fest, and to come to the Murray State games as much as possible and get behind these racer teams. You know, I think what Coach Turner has been able to do already proves that she's trying to get an exciting brand of basketball, a very much similar kind of style that Coach Beth played long ago. And because that's what she knows, that's what she played. And so I think that she's going to be able to get that going. And the cool part is that she's doing that with some Region 1 players. And Michaela Manley got a chance to play good minutes in the exhibition game the other night. And, you know, I hope that she'll be able to continue to do that. She's had apparently some really, really good practices, and it's great to see Marshall County players on that court at CFSB Center as well, and to have a Marshall County gal born and raised here leading that team. And so excited about that. Hope Coach McMahon and the men are able to get back on track this year, and I don't think there's any doubt that they're going to. And so wish the Racers the best of luck, and we wish the Marshals and Coach Birdsong and Coach Clapp with the Lady Marshals the best of luck, and you and whoever is going to be taking on those games that I know they're going to be
strong here, probably a collection of a few others.
Yeah.
In the meantime. So.
Well, I just hope everybody has a wonderful basketball season, and I'm looking forward to seeing all the teams play.
Well, Jeremy, I know a lot of folks that are here that want to shake your hand and wish you well and congratulate you, and all your family is here, and I know they want to get some pictures made. So, again, thanks for being here this morning, and thanks for all you've done for us.
I really appreciate it. And Larry Krause is standing back here, and I didn't say his name earlier, but I thank Larry for teaching me a lot of the nuances of football that I didn't know. And I know he made fun of me one time on the air because I said chest protector instead of shoulder pads. I'm a baseball person, and I just did my best.
They kind of serve a dual role.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
I think either term is appropriate.
I'll never forget that. And one other thing.
Yeah,
yeah. There was one night I didn't wear a coat, and then I started wearing coats all the time, and then I got made fun of because I wore jackets when I shouldn't have. So,
and didn't you have to go get his reading glasses out of the vehicle at one time
in
the rain, and
you
came back up? And I don't want to give here all. We got some folks needing to use the studio, but I will tell this story about Jeremy and Larry Krause. Jeremy hadn't been with us very long, and he went to go get Larry's reading glasses out of the vehicle. We were at a football game, I think, at Madisonville.
Yeah, it was Madisonville.
And in the rain, And I think Larry had actually left his wallet in the vehicle, too, and Jeremy is looking for all of that, and he came back, and he said, I bet Larry Krause has got 20 $100 bills in his wallet. He probably did.
He probably did.
But anyway.
There's one other thing I wanted to say about Krause, and that is we had to for whatever reason, play a game in Lexington one Friday night, and I still don't know why we went up there to play that game. But anyway, we did, and we had to have two hotel rooms after the game, and Jeff and Chris set.
Yeah, you being the new guy at that time, you had to bunk with Krause.
Yeah, I was in the room with Krause, and Jeff and Chris were together, and Krause told me that as we were coming into the room that, I sleep in the mood. And so I stayed out.
Yeah, you didn't want to go back in the room. In fact, I remember you spending most of that night over in Chris's.
I stayed out till I thought he was asleep. And then when I heard him rummaging around in the morning, I tried my best to roll over so that I didn't accidentally see anything. So whether or not he sleeps in the nude, I still don't know. But, Fox Charlie can't say anything to me now. It's too late. So
why don't we get together and have a special hour, and we'll share a bunch of these stories.
Yeah,
a little bit of that during rain delays and so forth during football. But
yeah, let's not do it when we're dead. Let's do it now.
There's a bunch more of them we could tell. Some for air, some not for air.
Yeah,
Jeremy, thanks again.
All right, thank
you.
Thank you.